Francisco, this is KYA Radio. The following program is another KYA Music Power presentation.
Tom Campbell is out of sight. KYA 1260, more music.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a side.
Hi, welcome to the Campbell Program at KYA for a groovy, crazy type Tuesday night.
Yesterday they took away my window. But I still see things my way. Don't let them tell you what you can do. Do your own thing.
Most of them don't like. We like most. Like brass on shoes. There's a store full of them at Tom McCann. Shoes for you girls, brass buckles, rings and things. Brass on shoes. If it's your thing, well, you can do it at Tom McCann for $5.99.
Do your own thing. Do your own thing.
Come on, do your own thing with the Campbell Program at KYA. With KYA Contest Cash, talk time for you. On the High Low Game, stand by for your chance to play the game twice this hour. Yeah, kind of a special occasion with Campbell Show tonight.
Special occasion.
Thank you.
Easy Joe's tonight with the Campbell Program at KY. We got a lot of prizes for you tonight.
I'm writing a letter from the home. It's a letter home. In this letter, which is being written with my Schaefer ballpoint pen, I'm letting you know what's been happening with me and asking what's been happening with you. In the home, they're pretty good to me. Thanks for asking. How's everything home? Is Susie tall? Is Pappy well and working? Is Ma cooking up all that strawberry rhubarb pie? And Bowser, I'd like to know, is he still man's best friend and constant companion? I picture you all as I write with my Schaefer ballpoint pen, a letter home from the home.
This letter home has been brought to you by the Schaefer Pen Company, the company that brings you that terrific $1 ballpoint pen with the free 49-cent extra refill. Don't forget to write.
7 minutes past 6 o'clock, KYA Heidel time. Good to play the game in a couple of minutes. You could win some cold, hard, spendable KYA cash tonight. Queens Clearwater Revival. Boy, what a day today. I went down to San Jose. Had a groove. I'll tell you later about it. Away you walk, most popular requested tune for the Campbell program last night. Susie Q, Creedence Clearwater Revival. How would you like a good swift kick? Well, that's what you'll get, my friend, with new Sport Cola. Canada Dry Vetted Sport came up with a brand new kind of cola, a natural cola. But they didn't lose a drop of cola's noise-dingling, tongue-tickling zing. You see, that's the Sport Cola idea. A natural cola, kicky and clean. Something you'll love. It's by Canada Dry, and you'll love it. It's called Sport Cola. Why not have some right now?
Sport Cola has dried. Sport Cola's alive. Go Sport.
How would you like a good swift kick? That's what you get with great new Sport.
Go Sport!
Sport Cola's taste is kicky and clean. We don't add the extra caffeine. How would you like a good swift kick? You are to go Sport all the way. Sport Cola has drive. Sport Cola's alive. Why not be a Sport today?
I want to thank Vicki Lavardi's for making the switch to 1260 KYA. She works for the California Ink Company. Weatherman says fair skies through Thursday. Little fog near the ocean extending inland tonight and tomorrow with the low tonight in the 50s. High tomorrow in the low 80s inland with 65 to 75 degrees for San Francisco. Westerly winds are going to be up to about 20 miles per around the bay. San Jose checks in with 79 degrees. 78 currently in San Rafael. Oakland checks in with 72. And currently from San Francisco, 68 KYA degrees.
KYA.
Great from the tall Tom Campbell show at KYA.
Worried about covering the lower half of your body? Here's Bob One for A1 Slacks.
Things go better with slacks and trousers. Things go better with slacks. Hi, this is Bob One, and I wonder how many of our go-go now generation action man on campus realizes how important it is to keep the lower half of your body covered without disguising the fact that it is indeed the lower half of your body. Well, there's nothing like a pair of trim-fitting A1 slacks. They're better than skirts and a lot warmer, too.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
And now back to our
movie. Okay, Batman, take that. Ow! Hey, for back to school, Grubman's number one. That's right, Grubman's, your Grubman's Toyota Collector Grubman's is number two, and Grubman's number three are giving away 15 AFCO cassette recorders with mics and tapes, too. Now, each recorder is valued at $70. And to win your cassette recorder, simply stop it at any Grubman's store in Hayward, San Lorenzo, or Fremont. No purchase necessary. Just go to any Grubman's store. Now, Grubman's is giving away 15 cassette recorders. Sign up at Grubman's and look at what Grubman's features in A1 slacks and back-to-school clothes, too. For style, it's Grubman's. For a chance to win a cassette recorder, go to Grubman's, Hayward, San Lorenzo, and Fremont's. Booker T, the MG's number six from KYA's Double the Music 1260 survey at 16 minutes past 6 o'clock, KYA Idle Time. Let's play the game right now. I'll take the 17th action line caller. You call me. You know the number. Well, I hope you do.
Second chance.
Equals from the Campbell Show, 21 minutes past 6 o'clock. Well, standing in the wings, Jeff Stevens of Berkeley, California, standing by to play the KYA Hilo game. But first,
this is a song with a message. This song that I sing contains a written and hummed message, both written and hummed with my Schaefer ballpoint pen and a pure heart. My message begins: the immediate opening open for personable person with good character references and a desire to improve himself. In this, the so-called 20th century, inquire within. When this message was set to music by my friend Roy, Roy whom you'll hear more in other written and hummed songs, removed and destroyed all traces of the message, and only the humming was around.
This message has been brought to you by the Schaefer Pen Company, the company that brings you that terrific $1 ballpoint pen with the free 49-cent extra refill. Don't forget to write.
Oh, I was just thinking, I was down in downtown San Jose this afternoon. You ever forget where you park? That happened to me today. I pulled in downtown at the parking lot, and all of a sudden, I don't get down to San Jose too often, and I forgot which one I parked in. So about 3 hours later, I stagger onto my car, and here I am. And here is Jeff Stevenson. Hi, Jeff. What school do you go to, Jeff?
Garfield.
Garfield. Very good. Jeff, we're playing the high-low game now from $1 to $126. Tell me the exact amount of money in dollars and cents in the current KYA high-low jackpot.
Let me try. $32.25.
$32.25. Good luck.
Oh, no. Too low.
Well, I'm awfully sorry there, but we're going to send you a hit from the 1260 survey for playing the game with us. Tell you what, Jeff, coming up soon, another chance to win the cash in the KYA Hilo Contest Jackpot. Thank you so much, and good luck, Jeff. 23 minutes past 6, Tom Campbell Showtime at KYA. Hey, would you like to be driving a brand-new 1969 Corvette Roadster? Well, you can right here on the Campbell Show. Stand by.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Campbell program. We have a lot of requests for that record. 26 minutes past 6 o'clock. Tom Campbell Showtime at KYA.
I saw a movie once where two guys went into a barber shop, sat down in the chair.
Don't tell me the ending.
They were just sitting there.
Salt and Pepper are into big stuff.
Salt and Pepper, starring Sammy Davis Jr. and Peter Lawford.
In color from United Artists, a Transamerica corporation.
Salt and Pepper. Together, they are...
unshakable.
Yes, starting Wednesday at the New Royal, the Empire, and the El Rancho Drive-In Theater.
There are only a few days left in Firestone's pre-Labor Day half-price tire sale. Until Saturday only. Buy one new Firestone Safety Champion at the everyday low price and get the second new tire at half price, plus tax and two trade-in tires from your car. Have a safe Labor Day weekend on Firestone, the safe tire.
Music, Tom Campbell.
Do it again at 27 minutes past 6 o'clock. My name is Tom Campbell. I hope you join me till about 10 o'clock tonight. Number one.
It's automatic and I start with old friends. The conversation turns to girls we knew when their hair was soft and long. And the beach was the place to go. The sun tan bodies and wavy sunshine.
In the city at 6:30.
This is San Francisco, KYA, Avco Broadcasting of California.
Larry Grottel, KYA News. Democratic convention voted within the hour to seat all members of two rival Georgia slates, but some regulars walked off the floor rather than take their places alongside insurgents led by a young Negro legislator, Julian Bond. About 20 of the 64 regulars left the floor after the convention adopted by voice vote a compromise plan to divide Georgia's votes. One regular said as he pushed his way through a door, "We're going home." As the walkout was taking place in the Georgia delegation, the convention rejected an attempt to unseat some of North Carolina's regular delegates. Associated Press reports at this hour, now 1,120 publicly committed first ballot votes for Vice President Humphrey for the Democratic presidential nomination. That's only 192 short of the number needed to win. Three Southern governors this afternoon gave Humphrey a substantial push by abdicating his favorite sons in the vice president's favor. The vice president expected to pick up nearly all of the 104 votes from Texas, 51 from Tennessee, 28 from South Carolina.
And San Francisco's mayor, Joseph Alioto, was mentioned today as a running mate for Vice President Humphrey. This time he was suggested by former Idaho Congressman Ralph Harding to the delegates from Idaho. However, the delegation decided vice presidential booms at this time would be premature, and the motion was tabled. Policemen late today testified as prosecution rebuttal witnesses following conclusion of defense testimony in the murder trial of Black Panther leader Huey Newton in the Alameda County Courthouse. KY's Carlton Cordell filed this report from the courthouse.
And the prosecution put two Oakland police officers and two Berkeley police officers on the stand to testify to incidents they had been involved in with Huey Newton. The state then rested, and the defense started rebuttal with attorney Donald Curran on the stand. The trial resumes tomorrow. Today, Judge Monroe Friedman said that court would recess this coming Thursday afternoon for the long Labor Day weekend and reconvene on Tuesday of next week. Defense and prosecution will argue their final arguments on Tuesday and Wednesday, and the judge will instruct the jury on next Thursday, and the case will then be in the jury's hands. Carlton Cordell for KYA News.
Next on KYA News, a sensational development in America's first electric car race.
We'd like you to try something. The next time you taste mug old-fashioned root beer, listen for the dazzling sparkle of Jamaican ginger. The vibrant flavor of Malacca nutmeg from the Malay Archipelago. Or the warm thrum of Tahitian vanilla. Or the almost ice-cold hint of wintergreen. Or, the next time you taste mug old-fashioned root beer, try to tune in the cinnamon from Ceylon. Or the ringing flavor of Madagascar cloves. These are just a few of the flavors that blend into mug old-fashioned root beer. Mug old-fashioned root beer, the best taste in root beer in America. Mug old-fashioned root beer.
Nothing makes it like mug.
The engine in the electric car from Pasadena's California Institute of Technology has exploded outside of Seligman, Arizona. Another motor is being transported from Caltech to replace the damaged engine, but a change of engines in the converted 1958 Volkswagen microbus probably cannot be completed before tomorrow. The other car, the first race of its kind, sponsored by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also has had numerous mechanical problems. And complicating things for the West team was information also today that one of the members of the Caltech crew following the racer has come down with what may be a case of the mumps. The huge Glendora forest fire that's claimed 9 lives and caused millions of dollars damage to watershed may have been caused by an electrical failure. Several persons saw electrical flashes and arcing from a 12,000-volt power line near the canyon in Azusa shortly before the blaze erupted last Friday. The flames apparently began near Glendora Inn, spread across dry brush to consume the 20,000 acres that have been scorched. From Fire Control Headquarters, Art DeFault gave KYA News this late report.
The San Gabriel Canyon fire is now 90% contained, with a total of 20,000 acres having been burned in the last 4 days. The fire has extended itself to a 35-mile perimeter. There are 1,100 men still on the fire. However, the action this afternoon is occurring in the northwest corner of the fire in the San Gabriel Canyon area, where 250 firefighters are trying to construct a mile and a half of difficult, steep, rugged line. If they are able to carry this project out, we hope to have a report of containment by tomorrow morning early.
President-designate Kenneth Pitzer of Stanford University has expressed support for student involvement in university decisions and opposition to the draft law. On the first of several planned visits to Stanford before taking on over on December 1st, the Rice University president said, "I'm certainly far from happy with the present draft law and will continue to cooperate with groups working to change it." KYA News was there when Dr. Spitzer also seemed optimistic about solving campus problems with several militant groups on the campus.
Well, I'm sure I'm not going to have any basic disagreement with the students here who wish to participate in this broader area of decisions on the campus, in which they're now showing interest, and at least in my experience at Rice, they've also had very good ideas and made very constructive suggestions.
Lake Tahoe gambling casino owner was killed this afternoon when an unknown explosive device was triggered as he sat in his car outside his home in Zephyr Cove, Nevada. Dead is 42-year-old Richard Chartrand, who was part owner of Barney's and the South Tahoe Nugget at State Line. The explosion scattered parts of his expensive automobile over the front lawn of his home and of adjacent houses. California's Assembly Speaker Jess Unruh will have a Republican opponent this November, described by some political observers as a strong competitor for his seat in the Assembly. KYA reporters asked GOP candidate Dr. Gerald Varegg, a baby doctor, about his campaign to unseat Unruh.
Well, I think it has to be a campaign of the people. It's held by a man who has a very powerful organization, is well-funded, and is able to bring out in outside troops if necessary. So this really has to be a people-to-people campaign.
U.S. officials are expressing guarded optimism over the compromise settlement announced by Russia and Czechoslovakia today, but they say it's too soon yet for definitive judgments on the crisis. The Czech nation has been asked to go along with curbs on new political freedoms in order to hasten the end of the Soviet-led occupation. Reform leader Alexander Dubček appealed to his countrymen to accept the agreement worked out in Moscow. France has postponed indefinitely a planned visit by Poland's Communist Party chief because of the invasion of Czechoslovakia. Polish troops are among the occupying forces. And the Security and Exchange Commission says it will hold hearings on charges of fraud against the nation's largest stockbroker, Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith. Charges by the SEC says some of the firm's employees passed inside information on stocks to some customers and not to others. Merrill Lynch says it's convinced none of its employees acted wrongly, says it will defend its position vigorously. KYA Times, 6:37. KYA Sports and Weather next.
Do you ever find yourself wandering around looking for a dark corner so you can pull up your pantyhose? Well, Burlington Cameo pantyhose now come in 6 proportion sizes. They're the only ones that do, which means Burlington Cameo pantyhose don't wrinkle at the ankle, bag at the knee, pull at the waist, or droop where other pantyhose droop. Isn't that just great? They're made of Enka nylon, and they come in 24 beautiful colors. The height, weight, and hip measurement for each pantyhose size is on each package. But if you'd like a size chart of your own to refer to, so you can just phone your order any old time, write me, Miss B, as in Burlington. Burlington Cameo Pantyhose, this station. We make a science of beautiful legs.
Burlington Hose at Macy's.
KYA Sports.
Baltimore's Merv Rettelman pinch-hitting for a pinch-hitter, belted a 2-run homer in the 9th inning and lifted the Orioles to a 5-3 victory over the Oakland Athletics in the opener of their twilight doubleheader. Elrod Hendricks was announced as a pinch-hitter, one man on, one out, in the bottom of the 9th. But when the Athletics replaced reliever Jack Aker with Warren Bogle, Rettelman was sent up to hit. He lined the first pitch over the left field fence for his first major league homer. All Oakland runs were scored on homers in the 7th inning by Reggie Jackson, Rick Monday, and Sal Bando. California Angels and the New York Yankees split a pair of 2-0 decisions this afternoon. Yankees won the first game with their doubleheader by that score. Angels took the nightcap with the same count. In that second game, California pitchers Bill Harrelson, Andy Messersmith held the Yankees to one hit. That lone hit was a bloop single by New York's Joe Pepitone, one out in the 6th inning. Washington Senators got both their hits, both their runs in the 8th inning. They beat the Minnesota Twins 2-0, first game of their twilight doubleheader today. The KYA Radio Wonders meet Northern California's slow-pitch champions tonight in a benefit game in San Carlos. The Wonders will take on Kilberg G. Okren at Burton Park in San Carlos, located at Britton Avenue off El Camino Real. All proceeds going to help defray expenses for the team's trip back east this weekend for the World Slow-Pitch Tournament.
Since 1926, San Francisco's news power, Radio KYA.
KYA's weather wire forecast, coastal fog tonight for the Bay Area with a high tomorrow of 70 degrees in the city, low tonight of 55, currently 79 degrees in San Jose, 72 in Oakland, 68 in San Francisco. For KYA News, Larry Brownell. For KYA Music, Tom Campbell.
And whatever comes.
everybody.
Born to be wild. It's 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock on the Campbell program. I'd like to remind you about Cal Expo, State Fair time, and it's going to be now through Tuesday, September the 10th, at all-new California Exposition in Sacramento. Now, you take Interstate 80 to Cal Expo, or if you're hitchhiking, do the same. The fun place to go, Cal Expo.
Yesterday they took away my window. But I still see things my way. Don't let them tell you what you can do. Do your own thing. Do your own thing today.
How come whatever most of them don't like, we like most? Like brass on shoes. There's a store full of them at Tom McCann. Shoes with big brass buckles and brass chains. Brass on shoes. If it's your thing, well, you can do it at Tom McCann for $8.99 to $10.99.